News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The only way out for Theresa May appears to be reaching out, even though she's not very good at it, according to Michael, to MPs in the House of Commons who want some sort of deal, even though they all want different deals, it appears, at the moment. Well, two such MPs who she might be reaching out to join me now on the line. Hilary Benn, Labour MP, and Conservative MP Chris Green. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome to the programme. Hilary, I might start with yourself. Is there any possibility of consensus between members of your party and the soft Brexiteers within the Conservative Party that some sort of deal could be reached?
I said last night, in the scale of this unprecedented, historic and humiliating defeat, that she was going to reach out. She could have done that 2.5 years ago. And I think the big question is, will she listen? Because Downing Street's already been briefing, well, we're not going to change our policy on staying in the customs union. We're not going to stay in the customs union. Well, it'll be a pretty short conversation if that is how it goes, because since this deal has been so comprehensively rejected by members of Parliament, for there to be any progress, we'd have to be looking at another deal. But if the Prime Minister is basically saying, well, I'm not changing, as Michael Crick was just telling you, I'm not going to change any of the basic elements, then we're not going to get very far. I do think there's one thing she can do immediately. She said last night, we're not going to allow the clock to run down. She should now stand up and say, we will not allow the UK to leave the European Union without an agreement. In other words, to rule out a no-deal Brexit, because it would be catastrophic for the country, for Ireland. It would create real difficulty for businesses. And a lot of people watching what happened last night, who run businesses, the people who work in them, will feel a great sense of anxiety and uncertainty. And if she said that,
yeah,
then they would be able to say to themselves, well, at least that's one thing I don't have to worry about.
Chris Green, as I said, Conservative Party MP, joins me on the line as well. Chris, you voted against the withdrawal agreement for different reasons, I accept, than yeah. Hillary. But what about that argument that while it takes time to reach out and come to some sort of consensus, if that's even possible, the sensible thing to do right now is to extend Article 50?
Well, this seems to be playing straight into the politicians who want to remain in the European Union, straight into their playbook. Because what they're suggesting is suspend Article 50, cancel Article 50, let's have another referendum. The British people voted to leave the European Union in 2016. It's now 2019, and we're keeping pushing back departure from the European Union. So in terms of a healthy democracy, actually, I think this is quite damaging. And what message would it send to people to say, well, your first vote was wrong, your first vote was ill-informed, your first vote was a poor judgment, let's try again? This is a failure of the political class. This is a failure
set aside
of parliamentarians.
Set aside the issue of a second referendum for a moment, and let's talk about some sort of deal, a different version of the withdrawal agreement that might be agreeable to a majority. Because, look, I understand from speaking to you previously, look, that you don't have a huge problem with relying on WTO rules, but your preference would be a deal. Is there any middle ground at the moment that you see with the likes of Hillary, who we just spoke to from the Labour Party?
Well, one of the extraordinary things last night was the vote or the amendment saying, let's rule out WTO. That was actually withdrawn last night. So we don't know the view of the House. We don't know the will of the House on ruling out WTO. But we do know that Parliament has already voted to say we will have WTO rules leaving on the 29th of March unless we can do better. Now, this isn't just about Parliament. This is also about the European Union, how willing the EU is now to negotiate. And I've always believed we can do substantially better than WTO, but the EU only seriously negotiates when you get into the last week, the last day, the last hour of negotiations.
Hilary, what about that idea that that you leave the clock running as it is, 72 days left, and that some sort of agreement can be reached, because this is when serious negotiation happens? This is the truth of anything, industrial relations, trade treaties, whatever it happens to be. The really difficult stuff is done in the last few hours.
Well, I think that would be incredibly irresponsible, because The thing that is different about this process is you're running down against the clock. In any other negotiation, if you fail to reach agreement, things stay as they are, the status quo. But in this case, if that strategy doesn't work, then you find yourself outside the European Union on the 1st of April with the worst kind of trade deal, because we would be swapping what we have at the moment, which is a Rolls-Royce trade deal in terms of access, benefits for British business, ease of movement of goods, for our services industries, we represent 80% of the economy, and you'd be out with the most basic kind of trade deal. There's no precedent of any country in history being unwise enough as to say we are swapping a really good trade deal for a really, really bad one, which will result in tariffs and delays. Look at the amount of money the government has been spending on trying to prepare for the consequences of a no-deal Brexit. I just think this is not serious politics to suggest that we take that risk and potentially go over the edge of a cliff.
In terms of what happens next, do you expect, even on an informal basis, people close to Theresa May within the Conservative Party to reach out to you and your party colleagues in Labour today looking for consensus?
Look, there have been lots of conversations going on in recent weeks and months because, as it has become increasingly clear that there's not going to be a majority in the House of Commons for the Prime Minister's deal, of course, sensible parliamentarians who take their job seriously are talking to each other. There are different views, and I accept that. I am in favour, therefore, of Parliament holding a series of indicative votes on the potential alternative options. So taking no deal, which we've just been talking about, let us put that in a vote to the House of Commons and say, do you think we should leave the EU with no deal? Because I think you would find that by majority, the House of Commons would say we're not.
Okay, but before we go, because we're almost out of time, Chris, what about that? What about the way to find consensus is to do it through these series of indicative votes, which people were talking about last night as well?
There's no better way to guarantee we damage our negotiating position than to go through this process, because every single option would have a small minority supporting it, whether it's WTO, whether it's Canada, whether it's Norway, whatever the options are, a small minority would support it. So we then go to the EU saying a minority of the House of Commons actually support this new proposal.
Okay.
That's not a position of strength.
All right. Look, on that note, Chris Green, Conservative MP, and Hilary Benn, Labour MP. Thanks a million.